testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Fear and doubt with Tokyo. Taste of something, them giants.
Akim. Because it seems Yatza means that it was Yatza Schiff. It was Yatza Schiff.
You better start again the tape.
It was not. Sure. Okay. We're doing Gemara now. We're talking about Tufkas on the days. Gemara Shasan Chai Shasan Blasacha. So the Rashbam's pirush is plain, the way our gear is in front of us. And so there's two halachas. One halach is the mitzvah of Shsiyas Dalakosos, and then the second halach is the mitzvah of Bishleimusa, of what type of a kos. As a kos mozug is the mitzvah of Bishleimusa. But as long as it has a shem shel yayin, so you yate it. That's the way the Rashbam learned. That's the first way. That's Shasan Chai. Shasan Bavasachas means. Shasim Vasachas means that he's Yotze Yedeyayin, whatever that is, but Dalakais is not Yotze, that's why he drank them consecutively. But you see from the Rashbam an interesting thing, that Simchus Yantif is even Balayla. And it says Yotze means they have a Chiv, apparently. Apparently there's a Chiv Yayin Balayla on Yantif, according to the Rashbam. Chiv Yayin Balayla. Okay. Now, the Rif, however, had a different gears. The Rif is a different case. The Rif is in the Chof Gimel Amad Aleph on the Rif. Shoson Chai Yotza. Shoson Chai is Yotza Yedei Dalakosos. Alright. Velo Yotza Yedei Cheres. So there you could learn the same way. The same way, it's no problem. But the second case, Shosom of Asachas, what happens if he drank them? Right, that's exactly the same gist. But let's say you have Shosom of Asachas, he drank them consecutively, so we say Yotzei de Cheres. So it was Yotzei Cheres. Well, Yotzei de Abakasis. He wasn't Yotze with Abakasis. What is this? And that's out of Rambam Paskin. That's out of Rambam Paskin, really. Rambam is in Perek Zayin, Halacha Tes. Abor Kosso Eilu Tzarek Limzo Gosson Kadesh Tiyash Siya Areva Hakol Lefi Hayayin Lefi Das HaShosa. So apparently, according to Rambam, is a special halacha that you should enjoy the wine. You should enjoy the wine on the night of Pesach. You should enjoy the wine. Excuse me? You should enjoy it. So that kol lefi hayayin lefi das hashos. It means it should be good wine according to the way he likes it. The chiyuv to enjoy the wine, not just simply to drink the wine. That's why there's no halacha, by the way. There's no halacha of yayin arel nasech agab mizbeach over here. That's only by kiddush. That'll be the first kos. The rest of the kos is no halacha of yayin arel. The ayin of Hushel is good, it doesn't matter what it is. It's fine. Okay? V'lo yifchos bar boson mervias yayin chai. Excuse me? Okay. Now, v'lo yifchos bar boson mervias yayin chai. Now, shos arba kosas elu mi yayin shein mozug. Yotze de abakosis, v'loyze yotze de cheres. Rama the same way. Shosa abakosis mizugim b'vasachas, but let's say he drank them consecutively. Yide cheres yotze, and yide abakosis lo yotze. Alright? So here you have it, that's the riff. Which means somehow Ravi has a keem of cheres, whatever that is, we don't know what it means. What is a keem of cheres? I mean, it's not four cases. Because yide abakosis lo yotze. So he wasn't yotze abakosis, what's the cheres? All right. That's the question. So the Brisker Rav deals with this question. He gives an answer based on Rav Chaim, based on a Tosfos, that there's a separate halacha of bracha, a bracha lakos. All right, a separate type of thing. All right. I want to approach it from a different angle. What does it mean actually when it says Shosan Bevasachas? Shosan Abakos Mazun Bevasachas. What does it mean Bevasachas? What does it mean Bevasachas? So the Rava Magid. Rava Magid says, what does it mean Pirsh? Afi Shosan Abakos is Chalukin, Kivin Shlo Shosan Ala Seda Lo Yatsa. What does it mean Allah Seder? What does it mean Shlosh Shasan Allah Seder? What does it mean Allah Seder? It means the Seder in the Mishnah. In other words, namely the first coast is Kiddush, second coast is Agada, third coast is Bechsa Mazen, the fourth coast is Howl. Okay. Let's just keep that in mind. Yeah. Shalom Allah Seder. Shalom Allah Seder. Shalom Allah Seder. Okay. So what happens Shalom Allah Seder? So he's Yotzawa. He's not Yotzi Abrakasis. Why? Because Abrakasis have to be Dafka Laseder. Now let's take a look at the Gemara. Gemara the Kufi Zion on the base. Right, remember? What?
Proof
from the benching. From the benching, yeah. So the Gemara's like this. Moz gulo kos shlishi mevarach al mazona. Alright? So it says if they mix the third kos, so he makes berchas al mazona. Revi gomar lovas al halo. Vamar lof birkas hashir. All right. Now the Gemara is like this. Amal Rav Chanan l'Rava. Shma mina birkas hamazon to a kos. You see from this that birkas hamazon requires a kos, because otherwise, why do you have to be mosing a kos at that point? Right? Be mosing the kos. The Gemara knew this for kosos. What is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that you don't have to have the kos for birkas hamazon. Right? Do it another time. Do it another time. Amalei, so they said to him, Arba kasi tiknu rabbanan derecherus. No. You think the reason why you have to do the third kos on Berchas HaMazon is because Berchas HaMazon requires a kos. Right? That Berchas HaMazon is ton kos. No, it's not true. The reason is because since it's four kosos, the Rabbanu Masakin Derecheros, right? Arba Kasi Tikna Rabban Derecheros. Four kosos, the Rabbanu Masakin Derecheros. So Kol Chad V'Chad Navid Bei Mitzvah. Every kos, we should do a mitzvah for every kos. All right. What does Rashi say? Rashbam? Yeah. Arba Kasi Tikna Rabbanon V'Chol Chad Navid Mitzvah. Kloma Roy Shiyasa Bo Mitzvah. Roy Shiyasa Bo Mitzvah. So why does it say that the third kos has to be where? By Berchas HaMazon. Not because Berchas HaMazon requires a kos, but because of another thing. You should do another mitzvah since you have four kosos, so you might as well do a mitzvah with each kos. So from the Gemara it would appear that you don't require Me'ikar Adin Seder. You don't require Seder. In other words, the Gemara says, Shema mina berchas mazon to a kos. What does it mean? It means something like this. What's the Gemara's right? The Gemara's right is that really you could have had your third kos anywheres. Right? You could have had your third kos anywheres. So why do you have to have the third kos by berchas mazon? The implication of the Gemara says no, because each one you do a mitzvah. Because of berchas mazon is machayev, or else berchas mazon is machayev because of the mitzvah. Right? But midin arba kosos, it doesn't seem that there's a machayev to have the third kos on Berchas HaMazon. Yes.
To say that really there is a concept.
I mean, the plain shot of the Gemara would seem to lend itself to the idea that why are the kosos broken up this way? Is because kol chad v'chad nav b'mitzvah, which means the first one's kiddush, the second one's agada, the third one's Berchas HaMazon, the fourth one is hal. But me'ikra din of four kosos doesn't seem to require it.
Mm-hmm. It's
an extra thing that Nav B'mitzvah. Yeah.
Yeah. It would
seem that way. An extra kibbutz.
Not essential.
But it would seem that way. It would seem that way from the Gemara. I mean, the plain shot of the Gemara would seem that it's simply the reason why you have the four kosas in those places is because you would want to be Nav B'mitzvah. But actually, if it wasn't for Nav B'mitzvah, you could have them anytime. Mm-hmm. You could have them anytime. The plain shot of the Gemara would seem to be the way. The Gemara doesn't say Birchas HaMazon So from the Gemara, it's clear. I mean, the plain shot in the Gemara is clear. The Arba Kasim Kin Rabban, Derech Eretz, Kol Chad V'Chad, Nav Be'Mitzvah, would seem to be that the reason why you have the kosos broken up this way is simply because of the Eshrikim. They should do a mitzvah with the kosos. But actually, there's no Seder inherently for the kosos themselves. I mean, that seems to be the plain shot in the Gemara. I don't see you can learn otherwise. I know there's a Rashbam in Kuf Chesam Beis that says Shelo Al Seder Mishnah Seinu Al Hashasim Ritzufin, but I don't think you have to press Shelo Al Seder Mishnah Seinu. What you have to emphasize is Shelo Hashasim Ritzufin. That's what he means. He means that the Seder Mishnah Seinu is Mafkiya from Ritzufin. From Ritzufin. But it has to be Ritzufin in order not to be Yetz. If it wasn't Ritzufin, you Yetz. There's no halacha that you're not Yetz Dalakasis if you don't do it like the Seder of the Mishnah. The first one doesn't have to be Kiddush, the second one doesn't have to be a Gadda, the third one doesn't have to be Berch Zamazin, the fourth one does not have to be Hal. In terms of Dalakasis, it doesn't matter. Now, it would be very difficult to learn Pshat in the Gemara, Navid Bein Mitzvah, that's Ma'akev. I mean, that's also very difficult. Somebody might say, what the Gemara means is no, but now, Abakastik and Rabbanah, Kol Chavachad, Navid Bein Mitzvah. What do you mean, Navid Bein Mitzvah? Nav Bein Mitzvah is very nice, but there's no implication that it's Ma'akev. That it's Ma'akev. And I don't see anyone that paskins that way, that it's Ma'akev. It would seem the halacha is simply that it's not, that Bevasachas doesn't mean that the Mishnah has a Seder. Bevasachas means it's Ritzufin. It's Bezeachazeh. That's Bevasachas. Okay? It has nothing to do with Seder. The simple pshat is because if it's Ritzufin, it's not four. Four means four separate shesiyas. And Ritzufin means one shesiyah. I don't care if you have four kosos. As a matter of fact, Rashi says Ritzufin means what? One big cup. So you see, according to Rashi, if it was four cups, one after another, you'd be Yetzer. Forget about it. So you see, definitely don't need any agada or anything. According to Rashi, you'd be Yetzer. That's why, because it's four shesiyas. But according to the Rashi, why aren't Yetzer according to Rashbam? Because it doesn't have a din of four shesiyas. That's all. Ritzufin, that's what the Rashbam means. It doesn't mean Seder requires a Seder Mishnah. The Machlekes thing, Rashi and the Rashbam, is according to Rashi, if you have four separate cases, it's defined as four Shesiyas because you have four separate cases. According to Rashbam, no. If they're Ritzufin, it's no good. It's four Shesiyas means they're four separate intervals. Four separate intervals. That's why the Rashbam uses Seder Mishnah Seinu only because then it becomes four separate. The only thing the Seder of the Mishnah does, basically, is it makes it into four separate intervals. Intervals. That's what it does. Actually, otherwise it's a problem of William Achalik. But not because, actually, the coast requires these different things. That the Gemara says, no. All right. In other words, if you drink between the first and the second, so then it's still considered part of Shesiyah of the first. So what's Kaveh the Shesiyah of the second? Shesiyah Magadah. Shesiyah Magadah is Kaveh the Shesiyah of the second. But the but actually what the Gemara is asking is, in Berchus HaMazon, why do you have to have the kosos for Berchus HaMazon? You could do it, you could just do it right after Berchus HaMazon. Right after Berchus HaMazon. But let's say, for instance, a person was in his house, and he walked out, he drank a kosos, walked outside, came back, drank another kosos, went outside for another walk, came back and drank another kosos, and until he had four kosos. Pashtus, he'd be Yetzer. He'd be Yetzer, he had four kosos. Had the mitzvah, she has four kosos, she has dollar kosos. Okay? But the Seder Mishnah Seinu, what the Seder Mishnah Seinu does basically, is it renders it four kosos. It renders it four. Okay. Now, let's take a look at another Rambam. There's another Rambam. Another Rambam that says like this. There's a loch of aseva. The Rambam says in Perigzan loch azan. If you can show it, on a balayla azet, turch lecha v'lishtos v'meisa derech eres. V'chol lecha v'lecha ben noshim ben noshim chayim lishtos balayla azar barkosis. Shalyayim. He brings them together, these two lochas. I don't understand why he brings them together. Anyways. Then he goes back to naches to aseva again. If you notice. Afil lam sheb Yisrael lechot shi yese. Yishen tzvich aseva. Then he goes in ve'im asai tzvich an aseva, but the end of loch aches. When? B'shas achilas kezayis matzah u'b'shiyas arbarkosis ho'elu. That's when you require a seva. U'sha'or achilas or shiyaso amhesiv hareza meshubach v'm lav ein atzarach. So the Brisker Rav points out very nicely over here that you see that according to the Rambam, Haseva is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmusa. It's a separate mitzvah. It's not a part. It's not an accident in Shias Hayayin or an accident in the Achilas HaMatzah. But Haseva is a mitzvah per se. Because the Rambam says, he says like this, Vema say Tzrichan Haseva b'shas Achilas k'zayas matzah b'shas abar koseilu. Ushaor Achiloso Shiaso, he says, in Haseva v'reza meshubach. Then la v'enitzar. So apparently the mitzvah can extend even to the Suda. It would appear from the Rambam that Haseva is a separate mitzvah. The only thing is that when do you do Haseva? So you must do Haseva when? By Shias Yayin. That's the right place to do it. Or you can do it optionally during the meal. But the Rambam doesn't say that the Shias Yayin has to be done through Haseva. It's not a halach in Shias Yayin. You see the way he formulates it. It's a separate mitzvah Haseva. But there's a zman for that mitzvah. Mashena can, according to the other Rishonim, Haseva is actually part of Shias Yayin. It's part of the Kesayas Matzah. Which means to say that's why, according to the other Rishonim, if a person wasn't Masev when he drank the Yayin, he wasn't Yotze the Yayin, he has to drink it over again. According to the Rambam, it would be ridiculous to drink it over again. Why? Because he was Yotze the Yayin already. He's Yotze the Yayin already. So, excuse me?
He wasn't
Yotze the Haseva. So if you drink it over again, it's not going to do any good. Because what he's drinking now is not the Yayin Shal Mitzvah. So he missed the Mitzvah Haseva. You see? That's clear. According to Rambam, Haseva is a mitzvah of Nehatz Musa.
Lacking in Haseva is lacking in Cheres?
Excuse me?
Lacking in Haseva.
It's a separate mitzvah.
Lacking in
separate mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Dalakosis and a mitzvah Haseva. You're lacking in the mitzvah, the separate mitzvah of Haseva. Halayla Zekulon Mesubin means it's a separate mitzvah of Haseva. Separate mitzvah of Haseva. It's very good. The fourth kasha is very good now. Because Halayla Zekulon Mesubin, what kind of halach is it? It's a separate mitzvah Haseva, really. See? Okay, separate mitzvah Haseva. So the third manashtana is really the mitzvah of Yigad Tal Vincha. And the fourth one is separate mitzvah Haseva. Separate mitzvah Haseva. And the question is why the dollar case is there? Okay. But anyways, okay. But there's one thing that you notice the Rambam says over here. He says like this. He says, Usha'or achilaso, usiyaso, imhesiv areza meshubach, vimla veinatzarach. Alright? So apparently there's a hareza meshubach over here. Okay? You see that there are a few hareza meshubachs in the night of the Seder. It'd be nice to understand why all of a sudden over here we come in with all these Hareza Meshubachs. Because the Rambam says, he says before also in Lach HaDalad Cholamosif HaMarech B'drash Parshazu Hareza Meshubach. We say in our Gada Cholamaber Sabbath Yisrael Hareza Meshubach. Right? Okay. And then the Rambam has again, even in the Kosos, the Rambam has such a phenomenon. In the Kosos also he has a phenomenon like that of Hareza Meshubach. Because he says like this in Halacha Yud, Perek Ches Halacha Yud, the Om Vachkach Moshe Kosher Viv Gamal Zahal Vamal of Brikas Hashiv Yaluch Hashem Ol Kol Masecha Vavar Perek Gav Mein Etan Vachkach Klum Kol Alchus Mayim Yesh Lo Limzo Kos Chamishi V'Lo Mar Olav Halal Agodol Mehod Lashem Kitov Ad Al Naros Bavel V'Kosze Eina Chova Kamar Arba Kosos. It's not a Chova, but it's another case of a Reza Meshubach, because V'Yesh Lo Limzo Kos Chamishi. So you see in the Kosos also you have a Reza Meshubach. It's an interesting thing. You have a few Reza Meshubachs on the night of Pesach. Why is it Manishtana Lewas on the Kol Lewas? That's the question. Okay, now that's another question. Okay, questions like this. The Gemara says, that Gemara puts the Zayin on the base. The Gemara says that you have four Kosos, there are Bonal Masakin, right? Derecherus, so Kol Chad V'Chad Navad Bein Mitzvah. Alright? Now I would say exactly the opposite. Why? Because if you use the coast to do a mitzvah with it, you see? So then it's not muchach anymore that it's a coast shal mitzvah, just the opposite. And on the contrary, it looks like osim mitzvah chavilas chavilas. Chavilas chavilas. Ain't osim mitzvah chavilas chavilas. So you're taking one coast and you're using it for both Birchas HaMazon and also for the Kos Shel Mitzvah. You never say this, on the contrary. You always say you should have two. Okay? Where is it? And moreover, according to the Gemara's Havamina, the Gemara held that Birchas HaMazon Teuna Kos. I mean, if Birchas HaMazon is Teuna Kos, and you're not Yetz Birchas HaMazon without a Kos, where's your third Kos? It means it's Machayev and a Kos, a regular, if I was benching regular, I have the, this is the, I have to have a Kos. So where's the third Kos? What? Same thing with Kiddush. Exactly. Kiddush, that's right. Kiddush certainly is Teuna Kos.
Yep.
And your first kos, the kosher kiddush, absolutely. So, what kind of halacha is dalakaisis? It's a funny thing. A different idea. In other words, like this: that the halacha. See, the question is: what is the halacha of dalet kosos? Is the halacha of dalet kosos a halacha of a maisa hamitzvah? That you have to have a maisa mitzvah of shi'as dalet kosos, or no? It's a halacha, and maybe if we understand this, maybe we'll understand what the whole dalet kosos is really. What the whole institution of dalet kosos is, and also haseva. All right. What I'm thinking is that the halacha of dalet kosos is not a halacha on a maisa mitzvah. A maisa mitzvah of dalet kosos. No, that's not the halacha. The halacha is. That the, it's a halacha in the gavra, that the gavra should be a shosui of dalet kosos. It's not a halacha that he should do a maisa mitzvah of drinking dalet kosos, but it's a halacha that the gavra should be a shosui of dalet kosos. He should be a gavra that drank four kosos. That's the halacha. You see. That's all. He lets me. It sounds crazy because I just say this. You know, I can't support it. It's going to be bad. But I'd like to show you that really, that this concept could be supported, not just the wild concept. But basically, the idea is. I'll bring the support in soon. But the idea is, the concept is, that it's not. If it were a maisa mitzvah, then you'd have the problem of einos and mitzvahs chavilus chavilus. The two maisa mitzvahs on one kos. You're not supposed to do that. You see? And on the contrary, it wouldn't be muchach. It would not be muchach. It would not be muchach, you see, that you have dalet kosos at all. Your problem. On the contrary, it should be muchach dalet. Your dalet kosos should be muchach. It shouldn't be a kosher brechas on muscle. But if it's halacha that the gavra should be a shosui of dalet kosos, it's halacha that's the way cheirus actually, that's the way Cheres actually comes into existence, is through the Gavra being a Shosui of Dalet Kosos. So then the Gemara is very good, because the Gemara says that since it's halacha that the Gavra should be a Shosui of Dalet Kosos, so he might as well, be Mekayim a mitzvah with it. What does it mean? It means Dalet Kosos to Kenar Bandar Cheres. It means the Gavra should be a Shosui. So it's a Maisa Shia is that the Gavra should be a Shosui to demonstrate Cheres. So he should do a mitzvah, because the real cheres really should be a mitzvah. In other words, the concept of cheres not something. What the Gemara means is it shouldn't just be a shosui, which is basically a mice of a nefesh abahami, but he should be a shosui through a shosui through a mice of mitzvah. That's a greater kiyum. That's a greater kiyum. That's a greater kiyum of cheres. Dalid. That's what the Gemara means. Dalid kasi tikna rabbanan dera cheres kol chad v'chad na'avid bein mitzvah. It means if you're going to become a shosui through dalet kosos to demonstrate cheres, so at least the shosui should be the shosui. I mean, shouldn't just be related to the maisa shi'a per se, but it should incorporate a maisa mitzvah. It's a greater kiyum if it incorporates a maisa mitzvah. If the fact that he's a shosui, which demonstrates cheres, is he's a shosui through a maisa mitzvah, it's a greater kiyum in cheres, because the whole purpose of cheres is mitzvah. What does it say? What does it mean lechol bo matzamara? Is matzah a mitzvah? So on the contrary, abba kasi takin rabbanu derecheres, not stam they should be a shasur, but ne'ava be mitzvah actually shows the concept of what the cheres is. The cheres isn't just cheres; it's not a cheres for the nefesh abami, but it's cheres for that he should be. That he should be dedicated to mitzvahs. So therefore it's appropriate that he should become a shosui through a maisa, through four maisa mitzvah. It's a greater kiyum in the cheres. That's what the Gemara means. You see. Okay. The question is, what's the proof of the concept of shosui? let's take a look at the Rambam. Interesting Rambam. It's a difficult Rambam, an old one. But somehow or other, as Rambam says, sometimes you can't stop being Mahar after a problem. You know, it's still, you give an answer, but it still bothers you. That's this type of Rambam. Here, Rambam says like this. Bechol dor v'dor, halacha vav. See? Vav. Bechol dor v'dor, chayev adam laharos es atzmo, ke'ilu hu ba'atzmo yatza ata, mishibud mi mitzrayim. Alright? Now, of course, the question is, what is this laharos? Why isn't the right? We have a different case. We say liros. Somebody, I saw one of the balagos, one of the guys who wrote a gos, made a whole piece of story why the Rambam writes here laharos, and the Agoda writes liros. But in the new Rambams they came out with, they have laharos both times. But at any rate, the Rambam says. So the Rambam says chayav adam laharos es atzmo. Okay, b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam laharos. Now we say very simply liros. Liros, because liros would seem to be appropriate. You see, so you'll tell liros means to see yourself as if you went out of Egypt. Laharos means to demonstrate. Okay. Now, so someone might think that the Rambam's saying you only have to demonstrate, but you don't have to really consider as if you yourself went out. Doesn't seem that that's the pshat in the Rambam. You take a look further. He says, first of all, he says, Laras atzmo, ki'ilu ba'atzmo, yotzat mishim Mitzrayim. Okay. But shenemar, va'osanu hotzi mishon. Implication is that it's us also, which means to say the Ashgacha wasn't just for one generation, it was Ashgacha for all the generations. So what difference does it make? You don't have to go through the same thing, the same experience. If the purpose, the objective of the experience was that they should, that we should go out and say, so it means God did it for us. It's a simple logic. Valdovretze siva kodesh baruchu betorah. Why? Look what it says. Vizacharto ki eved hoyisa. Kloma. Ki ilu ato ba'atzmacho hoyisa eved. The yotzasa lecheres v'nevdisa. That doesn't show laharos. That's liros. That's liros. So the Rambam himself would seem to be difficult because he's saying laharos, and the raya he suddenly slips into liros. You see. So what is this? What is this laharos? That the halacha is. You see, the halacha is like this, really. The halacha is that on the night of Pesach, it's not just the halacha, and in the realms of the Dovazet Sivonu, well, Dovazet Sivak Kodesh Baruch Hu, Batorah. Okay? What is this? A new mitzvah? Is this a new mitzvah? What kind of a mitzvah is this? Obviously, it's not a new mitzvah. It's a new din in another mitzvah. Which other mitzvah? What's the other mitzvah? The mitzvah is the mitzvah of Haggadah. Right? The mitzvah is the mitzvah of Haggadah. Okay? Now, Haggadah really is a Maisa HaMitzvah. Haggadah. V'gadat HaLevecha is a Maisa HaMitzvah, right? But there's another halacha over here. The Maisa HaMitzvah is not just the Maisa HaMitzvah. But the Maisa HaMitzvah is a kiyum in the gavra. You see? The Maisa HaMitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a kiyum in the gavra. It's not just the halacha of a Maisa HaMitzvah. But it's a kiyum in the gavra. So ask me a question, how could a Maisa Sipur be a kiyum in the gavra? It's just a Maisa Sipur. What's the answer? The answer is it's a kiyum in the gavra because through Sipur he becomes a person. Sipur, it's not just a halacha of being mesaper. It's a halacha of the Sipur has to reflect what? Has to reflect a certain type of gavra. What type of a gavra does it have to reflect? A gavra that's Yotzei L'Cheres. You see? So the Sipur actually isn't just a Maisa Mitzvah Sipur. But that's what the Rambam says. How does the Sipur reflect the Gavra that's... If Sipur is a Lacha in the Gavra, it has to make sense. Sipur can't be a Lacha in the Gavra. It's a Maisa. I could be a Lacha in the Gavra. But if Sipur is a Lacha in the Gavra, it means that the Sipur has to lead to the conclusion that this Gavra is a different Gavra. It has to reflect on the Gavra. How does it reflect on the Gavra? The Rambam answers the question. Laharos. Laharos. You see? Laharos means that in Sipur it's not just a halacha. That's what the Rambam means by laharos. Laharos means it's not just a halacha of a Maisa Sipur. But the halacha is the Sipur must stem from a Gavra who was a Yotzei Mimitzrayim. It's a kiyum in creating a Gavra that's a Yotzei Mimitzrayim. So how is it? Laharos. when he demonstrates, when the Gavra demonstrates that he was through the Sipur, you see, through the Sipur, the Sipur is actually a demonstration that he's a Gavra that's Yotzei Mi Mitzrayim. It's a manifestation of a certain Gavra. That's the halacha. You see? It's a manifestation. The Sipur isn't just an abstract Maisa Sipur. The Sipur means it's as if a person got out of Cheres, he would be Misaper. He'd be Misaper. So the Sipur is a part of the halacha of demonstrating that he's a Gavra that's Yotzei Mi Mitzrayim. That's the halacha of Laharos. The Laharos in the Rambam does one thing. It's not Laharos to the exclusion of Liros. Can't be. Well, son of Otzimisham. The Rambam is making the mitzvah less. That he doesn't have to be Chayav Liros just to demonstrate. Impossible. But so he says openly, Kilomar, Kilo Atta Ba'atzmacha Yisav Yatzas L'Cheres Nevdeza. So what does it mean? It means to say like this, that the Sipur has to be a Kiyum in Va'osano Hotzimisham. How is the Sipur possibly a Kiyum in Va'osano Hotzimisham? I'm telling you a story that happened thousands of years ago. How is it a Kiyum in me as a Gavra, simply a Maisa Sipur? What's the answer? It's a Kiyum in you as a Gavra when, if the Sipur is done in a way that it's a manifestation of your own, of the fact that you yourself were Yotzei L'Cheres. It's a Kiyum in the Gavra that you're a Gavra that's Yotzei L'Cheres. You see? That's why you have the halacha of hollow, really. Because why is hollow? Why do you have hollow? Sipur is one thing, but why Hallel? The answer is because Hallel, the Fikrach, that's what you say. Right before Hallel, you say, Bechol Dovador Chayav Adam, Bechol Dovador Chayav Adam, Bechol Dovador Chayav Adam. Well, Rams gives Laharas. But we say, Liris Atzma, Kilo Hatzim, Yuli Yatz Mitzrayim. Right? According to the Rambam, the right gears is Laharas. Why? Because it's more than, you see, the Halach is. It's the Kiyum and the Gavra, according to the Rambam, can only be if there's an overt manifestation on the part of the Gavra. If it's just something which is internal, if it's just something that's internal, it lacks in the Kiyum of the Gavra. According to the Rambam, the Kiyum of the Gavra has to have an external manifestation. So in order to render the Sipur a Kiyum and the Gavra, it has to be Muchach from the Gavra, that is Yotzah. Otherwise, it doesn't affect the Gavra. As long as it's internal, the Rambam holds, it doesn't affect the Gavra. So if Liros is not enough, according to the Rambam. Liros is Atzmo, Kilo, Yotzah, Mitzrayim is not enough. Why? That's a very nice thing. It's a nice concept. But how does it halachically manifest it? I'm just Mukhlif to think to myself that I went out of Mitzrayim? That's the manifestation? No, according to the Rambam, it's not. According to the Rambam, it's a halacha of Sipur. It's a Kiyum and Sipur. That the Sipur must be done in a way. The Sipur must be done in a way that what? That it's manifest that this Gavra just came out of Mitzrayim. That's why it's Laharos, according to Ram. Laharos is the link between the Maisa HaMitzvah of Sipur and the Gavra, and the Kiyum and the Gavra. That's Laharos. Without Laharos, the Ram holds, you'd never have a link. Liros is not enough. Liros is not a link. So he sees himself, you're fine. But the Kiyum and the Gavra has to be one that's halachically manifest. Has to have a tangible expression. Not just he's being misaper, but if there's no hochacha according to the Rambam, if there's not muchach, you're lacking in the kiyum of osano hotzi misham according to the Rambam is not a new halacha of osano hotzi misham. What is it? Osano hotzi misham is very nice, but what does it have to do with agada? It's a fact, but what does it have to do with agada? The answer is according to the Torah Shabbat Pet tells us that osano hotzi misham is halacha in Sipur, not just a fact, but osano hotzi misham is halacha in Sipur. What is it? What kind of halacha in Sipur? The Rambam was wondering. What kind of halacha? How do you tie that into the halacha of Sipur? It's a ma'isa mitzvah Sipur. Fine. And the son of Hashem is a piece of hashgacha, piece of fact with regard to hashgacha. How do you tie it into the ma'isa mitzvah? The Rambam says no. The son of Hashem is a part of the ma'isa mitzvah. What does it mean? It means it must be muchach from your Sipur. That what? Must be muchach from your Sipur. That you're a gavra. That's yotzei l'cheres. You're a gavra. That's yotzei l'cheres. So the whole Maisa Mitzvah of Sipur is a Kiyum in the Gavra. The whole Maisa Mitzvah of Sipur is a Kiyum in the Gavra. And you'll see, yes. Honey, you could say Liris Asatzma means the Sipur reaches a certain level of realization. It's a Shir in the Maisa Mitzvah. But then it's not the Gavra. But Laharos is the Gavra. That's the Rambam. The Rambam's idea of Laharos was that the Maisa Mitzvah of Sipur eventuates in a Kiyum in the Gavra. The flexor has to eventuate in producing a certain gavra. If it doesn't produce the gavra, then you don't have the mitzvah b'shem Moshe. The whole concept of the of Haggadah is of Sipur and all the mitzvahs. Actually, all the mitzvahs is to do one thing, is to produce a gavra that's yotzeh l'cheres. That's the purpose. Now you see. Now take a look at the Ram. Ram's like this. Very nicely, the Ram has in the very next halacha. You see, after this definition of laharos in the Rambam, so the Rambam already tied, showed you how Sipur becomes halacha in the gavra to reflect on a gavra it's yotzeh l'cheres. Leficha, the Rambam says. He says later that you're not really it's a raise of Meshuvah, but it's because only chayav in the yayin and dalakah. But it's all one halacha. It's one halacha of haseva. What's the halacha of haseva? The halacha is who meisiv derecheres. What does it mean, meisiv derecheres? It means that he demonstrates. There's a demonstration. There's a gavra sheyatzel lecheres. There's the production of the gavra that's yatzel lecheres. That's why there's a din of haseva. You see, v'chol echad v'echad ben anashim ben anashim chayv l'shlus balal az arba kos shel yayin. Why is he bringing arba kos shel yayin? Because arba kos shel yayin and haseva are both what? Are both halachas in the gavra? Are both halachas in the gavra? And then he goes back to haseva, but first he brings in yayin. Why? Because that's the formulation. It's a logical one. When he's formulating the mitzvahs that the Chachomim actually gave a tzura to. So which mitzvahs are those that they gave a tzura to create the gavra sheyatzah mimitzrayim? Two mitzvahs, yayin and aseva. Okay, those two mitzvahs. That's why. Then he goes back to aseva. Right? And then he comes back to the arba kaisis. Now that's why what I want to say is like this. The question was, where do you have Hareza Meshubach? Hareza Meshubach always exists. When? When it's a Kiyum of the Gavra. When it's a Kiyum of the Gavra. Any one of the mitzvahs alayla that are Kiyum in the Gavra, so the more you produce a Gavra, the Gavra Sheyatz Mitzrayim is at different levels, on different levels of realization. There's a gavra sheyatzim in Mitzrayim. So Sipur produces a gavra sheyatzim in Mitzrayim. You see, Sipur produces a gavra. That's why the Rambam says, Chayvav Lahara Sasma. Before he says, according to the Rambam, actually before you say Hallel, you should say, Behold, over there, Chayvav Lahara Sasma, Kilu Yatzim Mitzrayim, not Lira Sasma. Because according to the Rambam, you say Lira Sasma, just a Shir and Sipur. Just Shir and Sipur. So then what is the Hallel? What is the Hallel? It's a barometer. You mean that the Hallel is a Shir and Ham. It's a hard thing already to say that. You see, if you're going to say liros, the hallel is difficult already. Liros asma, okay, say so liros asma. Now what? I mean, I should be a mechuyif to see my to see as if I went out of time. So therefore, I'll automatically say hallel. I'll automatically say hallel. And let's say it's not automatic. No, so I don't have to say hallel. I mean, what is the what am I saying hallel for now? What am I saying hallel for now? Exactly. According to the Rambam, no, you have to say Behold over the Chayavadam Laharos es Atzmo Kilu Yatzim Mitzrayim, which means that the Sipur should be manifestation of what? Of a Gavra Sheyatzim Mitzrayim. How is it possible? Hallel shows the Noma Lefana of Hallelukah. That demonstrates, and as a matter of fact, you see, that's the idea of, we have two gears here. One says the Noma Lefana of Shir Chadasha. That's all. Ram didn't have the Noma Lefana of Hallelukah. Ram didn't have Shir Chadasha. Because why do they have Shir Chadasha? Because Shira really, the question is, what is the difference between Shira and Hallel, actually? Shira and Hallel. Jack wrote this at a pshat, which I think is very good, and I think the Rav, as a matter of fact, one time mentioned also, that says that Shira is only if you're present. Hallel, anyone can say. Excuse me? What is it, Grace?
That's right here.
What does it say?
They said there's a base dinei hal shel kriyan, and
but the shira, it makes sense. Shira is only if you were present at the time. Hallel is always, hallel you could always say. But shira is only if you were there. You actually witnessed the...
That if, for example, when you were saved, if you yourself were saved from the trouble...
Right, that's right. That's the shira. That's why our gear says, V'nomel afon of shira chadasha. Shira chadasha means, shira chadasha is a good gear. Shira chadasha means it's shira. It's as if you were there. See, Hallel is the Shevach, you'll say Hallel. But Shira is only if you were there. But the Ram omits Shir Chadasha. Ram doesn't have it. Ram says, V'noma falling of Haluka. Why? I think as the Ram held something else. Ram held that, that Shira is only possible. Shira, a Shira let Hashem ki go go. That Shira is only if it's Kiddush Shema Gadol. That's the only time you have Shira. You see? That's why, for instance, you have Shira by Shira's Dvora. You have the B'nai Haman written in a Shira. Of course, it's all Kiddush Shema Gadol. Point to Ramam, that's impossible unless the event actually occurs. But over here, the event didn't occur, so you can't have Shira. But how will you have? See, how will you have? The Ram said, V'nomafal Haluka. He doesn't say, V'nomafal Shecha. That's a different question. But according to the Rambam, you have to introduce the Hallel with Chayav Adam Laharos Asasno. Like the new Haggadahs came out. With the, that was the Ram's Gersa in his Haggadah. Because in this Haggadah over here, it says, Chayav Adam Lir. He has the Gersa L'Chayav Adam Lir Asasno. But the Ram in the Halacha says Laharos. And the new Haggadah, it says Laharos also. It has to be Laharos. Because that's the what you're saying is behold over the chayav maharas asmitulis hashem means that it's a halach and hagada. Hagada is not enough. It's not a maisan mitzvah. It's a maisan mitzvah which has to eventuate in a gavra that's yotza, in producing a gavra that's yotza. Producing gavra that's yotza. If there's no howl, then it's not muchach that the sipur is the Torah's a gavra shiyotza. You don't have the gavra shiyotza. So therefore, you're not mekayim the mitzvah kilchasa. Unless you say the halal. You see? According to the Ramam, it's perfect. Well, that's the way it fits in. As like, if you say liros, it's a little bit hard to understand what the halal is. Yeah, liros is fine, so we're saying halal is very nice. I reached a level and some achlir say halal. It's nice to show I'm demonstrating that I reached a level. But according to, if let's say I didn't reach a level, so I'm just saying it because to demonstrate the idea, even though it's not really appropriate because I didn't reach that level. But according to the Ramam, it's halach of laharos. Laros means that it must be muchach that was a gavra that was yotza. It's only muchach if you have howl. What a howl, it's not muchach. Okay? If that's the case, so then we can answer the original question. What was the original question? The original question was, what does it mean, yidei cheres yotza? Yidei cheres yotza, right? And according to the Rif's Girsa, yidei cheres yotza and yidei dalet kosos lo yotza. What it means is like this. There's two halachas. The halacha is that the gavra should be a shosui. It's halacha and the gavra. The gavra should be a shosui of dalet kosos. Why? Because if he's a shosui of dalet kosos, so then he's a gavra that's yatzal acheres. Then he's a gavra that's yatzal acheres. He's a gavra that's shosui of dalet kosos. So there's two halachas involved. One halacha is the shir. In other words, he should be a shosui of dalet. He should be a gavra that's shosui of dalet kosos, which means simply he had four kosos. Then there's a second halacha that it should be, he should be a shasui of dalet kosos at four separate intervals. At four separate intervals. You see. It's, in other words, like this. Yidei cheres yotza means like this. He's yotza, yidei cheres is a gavra that's shasui of dalet kosos. You see. Because he's a gavra that's shasui. In terms of gavra that's shasui, he had four kosos. But he doesn't have the mitzvah tikkuna at four separate intervals. You understand what I mean? In other words, if you say it's just a halach of a maisa mitzvah, you can't explain the Rambam. Why? Because what are you going to say? It's a maisa mitzvah drinking four kosos. Did I drink the four kosos or not? You tell me the arba kosos lo yotzos. I don't have the maisa mitzvah dal kosos. What's kind of cheres? But if it's halacha in the gavra that the gavra should be a shasui. So the gavra being a shasui, he is a shasui of four kosos. He drank four kosos. He's a shasui of four kosos. The only thing was that he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah tikkuna, which is more than just being a shasui of four kosos, but to be shasui at separate intervals, four separate intervals. That mitzvah he doesn't have. You see. So therefore, yidei cheres yotza. Wasn't he yidei cheres yotza in terms of manifesting that he's a gavra that's yotza in Mitzrayim? And he's a shasui of dalet cases. It doesn't matter whether it's consecutive or not. He's still a shasui of dalet cases. You see. But the only thing is that in terms of the Tzuras HaMitzvah and the Mais HaMitzvah, there he wasn't Yaitza. Yidei dalet cases layotza. Yidei arba cases layotza. In other words, in terms of the Kiyam and the Gavra, he has the Kiyam and the Gavra of Cheres. It doesn't matter if it's consecutive or not. But in terms of the Mais HaMitzvah, the Mais HaMitzvah is 1, 2, 3, 4. That Kiyam he doesn't have. That's how the Ram learns. Yidei cheres yotza, yidei dalet kosos lo yotza. Because it's halacha and the gavra being a shasui. Mitzvahs chavilas, chavilas is only if it's maisa hamitzvah. That's when I say the mitzvah ketikun, I don't mean to say that there's a separate halacha of a maisa hamitzvah in abstract. What I mean to say, he didn't become a gavra shosli in the proper manner. The gavra shosli has become a gavra shosli through four separate shias. That he didn't.
Not the formal one.
Yeah, but not that it's a new tzuras hamitzvah. Not that it's a new tzuras hamitzvah of dalakets, because then you're going to have the problem of chavilas chavilas. It's right. It's halacha in the gavra, but there's the two halachas in the gavra. The gavra should be a shosli of dalakets, it's quantity and quality. In other words, the gavra should be a shosli of dalakets. That he is, even if he does it b'zeh chazeh, he's still a gavra that shosli of dalak cases. But he doesn't have the quality of four separate shias. He's not a shosli al yedei dalad maisa shia. You see, but even the maisa mitzvah over here is not a maisa mitzvah per se. It's a maisa mitzvah which is a key in the gavra. That you have to say. You can't say it's two separate things. Two separate things is a contradiction. You say it's a in the gavra and it's halacha. No, it's halacha in the gavra. The gavra should be a shasri of dalakaisis, but there's a certain way how we should become a shasri of dalakaisis. Not just in one lump sum. You become a shasri through four separate distinct maisa shia. But if he doesn't, it doesn't mean he has no kiyum. Yedei cheres yatzah, that's the Gemara. He still has a kiyum, but the gavra still is a shasri of dalakaisis. It means like this. So really, it's all halacha in the gavra. Like we're saying, it's halacha in the gavra. But the halacha in the gavra is like this. The halacha in the gavra is that the gavra. One is that he's a shasui in terms of quality. In other words, he's a shasui in terms of the quality of the yayin. He's a shasui. So there, the quality of the yayin is important. There's a certain quality of being a shasui. The other halacha is that he demonstrates he's a gavra shiyata by four separate maisim of shias yayin. Four separate maisim of shias yayin. That itself is a demonstration. The fact that he has four times during the night he drinks yayin at four intervals, that manifests a gavra. That creates a. In other words, the gavra sheyotza is created through two separate things. One is through the quality of the shia, and one is through the number of shia yayins that take place. So if it's not muzzled, so it's four shia yayins. So there's a demonstration that he's a gavra sheyotza, you see. There's a demonstration he's a gavra sheyotza because of the fact that at four separate intervals he had shias yayin. It's defined as yayin. But it lacks in the quality of cheres. It lacks in the quality of cheres. It lacks in the gavra sheyotza insofar as cheres is concerned, because the quality of the yayin is lacking. And conversely, if he has the quality of the yayin, but he doesn't have the four separate intervals, it also lacks in the demonstration. What the Rambam means is that there's two separate manifestations. One is by the quantity of his drinks. One is by the quantity of his drinks. That's a manifestation. How many times during the night he drinks? That's a laharos. There's a laharos by the mere fact that he drinks four times in the night. That's one laharos. And the other laharos is by the nature of the shsia. So therefore, in other words, it's all in the gavra. But the Gavra, creating a Gavra, she gets Mitzrayim, and the demonstration of Laharos takes place through two ways. One is the amount of times in the night that he drinks Yayin. That's any Yayin. And secondly, it's halacha in the quality of the Yayin. The quality of the Yayin. So if he drinks four times consecutively, so then he has a Kiyum. But he doesn't have the Kiyum, the technical Kiyum he doesn't have of the four. So there's one is a technical manifestation. The other one is inherently that he's a shasui of reached a certain shear of being a shasui. The shear of being a gavra that's shasui, you see, is dependent upon the quality of the yayin. He's a gavra that's shasui of four courses of good yayin. That's the shear of being a gavra. But then there's another halacha of laharos. Another halacha of laharos is a technical manifestation that he drank wine at four separate times during the night. You see, that's what the Rambam calls dalakaisis. But it's both a kiyum and laharos. Both a kiyum and laharos. Both is a kiyum in creating a gavra shiyatza. But one gavra shiyatza is by an overt manifestation alone. It's an overt manifestation that he drank at four intervals. He drank yayin at four intervals. The other is from the fact that he has reached a state, the gavra has reached a state of being a certain type of a shasui. That depends upon the quantity of the wine. He has to have four kosos, and the quality of the wine creates such a gavra. You see. So therefore, that's what the Rambam calls yidei yayin. Yidei dalakaisis. That's his language. Yotzi de abakaisis and yotzi de cheres. Cheres means, insofar as the gavra has become a gavra shosui. Shosui means that he's had a certain quality of wine, you see, and a certain amount, a certain quantity of four cases. That doesn't matter. You can do it for tufin. But then there's a separate halacha of laharos, a technical demonstration, to demonstrate that he's a gavra shiyotza. That's a technical demonstration of four, that he drank four separate intervals during the night. That's your daily dollar cases. That's what the Rambam is. Okay. Yeah. What Avi wanted to say was, why is it that there's no bracha of brachas mitzvah and dollar cases in Aseva? I mean, why isn't there brachas mitzvah? The answer is because it's all an extension of the gavra, creating a gavra of laharos of that god. It's all one thing. It's all akim and laharos. That's right. That's very good. That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's why it's a better demonstration. Nava bar mitzvah is better. This is a greater demonstration of cheres. Yeah, that's why there's no problem that the first kosher is kosher kiddush, because the halacha is the gavras be a shasli of dalakosis, and he's a shasli. It doesn't matter if it's a kosher kiddush. On the contrary, you become a shasli through a maisa mitzvah. So what we're saying is that there's a difference between maisa per se, in which case you get into the problem of Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilis Chavilis.
The Gemara is in Avri Pesachim Lefkuf Beis and Beis. You can't make Kiddush in Berchus Amos in one kos. Ram Perich of Tess and Shabbos Allah Yugimel. That's the Allah of Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilis Chavilis.
The Mitzvah is a Maisa per se, so it will come out that you're doing two Maisa and Mitzvah on one kos. That's Chavilis Chavilis. But where the mice is a kim and the gavra, then there's no problem of chavilas chavilas. Okay. Okay, now I wanted to take up the problem of what actually makes a kos into a separate kos. Because there are many rishon that hold that the seder itself is not a hefsik. And that's why, for instance, with regard to bracha rishona by Bar Pir Goffin on the kosos. So the Rosh holds, you don't make a bracha shon on the second kos. And with regard to bracha harana also, because the whole suit is not a hefsik. So if it's not a hefsik, so the question is, why is it, what creates the second kos? What makes kos sheni? What makes kos shlishi? What makes kos revi? So that's why, actually, the Rashbam says, Shelo al-Seda Mishnah Seno. Shelo al-Seda Mishnah Seno. Now, we want to refine that pshat a little bit. Now, we mentioned it in the beginning of this year. What I want to say is like this, that actually what makes the kos, what gives the kos the definition of a kos, is the mezigas kos. Because you see the Mishnah says, mozgun lo kos rishon, mozgun lo kos sheni, mozgun lo kos shlishi. It's not totally in hefsik, really. Even if there's no hefsik, still the kos could have a separate dinner, a separate shame kos b'fnei atzmo. Because what really makes the kos a kos? It's the fact that it's a separate event. That, in other words, the mezig is being done for a separate event. That's really what the Rashbam means by Al Seder Mishnah Seinu,
and what the also the Magen Mishnah means when he says Shlola Seder. The Seder means that in order to have a separate Shem Kos, it requires that the Kos should be mazug for a specific type of a situation. Doesn't have to be a hefsek. So who qualifies the mezigas? Who makes the mezigas a kos and mezigah a separate din mezigah? It's the chachamim. So the chachamim said that mezigas kos rishon is for kiddush, mezigas kos sheni is for agada, mezigas kos shlishi is for brachas amazon, mezigas kos revi is for halal. But actually, what makes the mezigah what makes the kos a separate kos is the mezigah, and the chachamim determined that the chachamim actually rendered the mezigah for each kos. They created that they created each kos by creating each mezigah. They said, now it's time for the mezigah, the second kos, third kos, fourth kos. So otherwise, you have a big problem. For instance, let's say the halach is that bein hakosos halolim ratzalish doshosa. So the person can drink between the first kos and the second kos, let's say. So if he drinks between the first two kosos, so the question is, why wasn't he yotze his dalak kosos right then and there? The answer is because you require mezigah. The halacha is that the mezigah for the second kos renders the second kos, gives it a shem second kos. And that's why the Mishnah tells you when the Mishnah tells you, the Chachamim qualified the mezigah. If I'm not mistaken, I can't find it right now, but I believe on the tour, on one of the nice Kalim on the tour, mentions that you shouldn't drink a kos after you mosaic the kos sheni. Mentions, I think, that lashon mezigas kos sheni. But that's the pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, why do you have to do brachas amazon on the third kos? It means to say the Chacham could have qualified the mezigah without brachas amazon. It could have just simply said that after Gemara Suda, now is the time of mezigas kos shlishi. So that's what the Rashbam means, Shalal Seder Mishnah Seder. Shalal Seder Mishnah Seder means that without the mezigos that the Mishnah sets forth. So the Seder of the Mishnah just qualifies the mezigas. So that's what the Gemara means, that lachas hasuda is a lach of mezigas, is a lach of mezigas kos shlishi. That's really where the chum masakin, the mezigas kos, and the establishment of the kos shlishi. The only thing is that you could drink it before instead of benching on it, or you could bench on it. Doesn't matter. So Gemara says niyav be mitzvah, and the same thing is after brachas amazon is mezigas kos revi, and but you say halal on kos revi because niyav be mitzvah. But it's the mezigah that renders the kosos, gives them the separate shem of kos. Otherwise, it would be impossible because you can't have how could you have the phenomenon of shia bein kosos? Because shia bein kosos, automatically you'd be yetz all the kosos right away. As soon as you'd have four cups, you'd be yetz. The answer is you need a qualified mezigah, which the chachamim recognize and render into a shem kos. Give it the shem kos rishon, shem kos sheni, shem kos shlishi.